Yoo-hoo! Hello? Banba?
Hello!
Oh, Banba, it's an honour. I'm Lee Meegan, your new student, your protégé. Welcome to Trefaden Island.
You... Sorry, nearly came a cropper there. I haven't been drinking. The ferry has my balance banjaxed. I don't drink.
Right. The old sea legs take a while, especially on those March waves. They ease up in the summer. You're much taller in real life.
Yes, and you're shorter than you seemed in your email. It was a very long one. Oh, God, there's that fisherman. I only went and emptied my stomach on his wellies earlier.
Paddy Regan. Sure, he'd only be delighted with celebrity vomit.
Oh.
You've given him a tale for the pub tonight. We don't get stars on Trefaden too often.
Yes.
Anyway, if Paddy didn't poison you, you can't have upset him too much.
Poison me?
Oh, didn't he tell you? He usually does. Paddy has a vial of blowfish poison that he carries around on a necklace, and he threatens to put it in the pint of anyone who gives him jip. If you ask me, it's just his pee, but the peasants around here believe him. Welcome to Trefaden Island, Banba. It's where all the nuts wash up.
I'm warming to the place.
See the one with the Mohican? Mary McGee. She's 83 and runs a nudist colony on her farm.
Oh.
And your man over there with the handlebar moustache? That's the Rebel O'Reilly. He collects Hoovers. Red Henry Hoovers. He's opened a museum to them in his flat.
Indeed.
Trefadenites. Inbreds the lot of them. Do you see why I've got to get away from here?
And what makes you such a special muppet?
Sorry? I'm not a bit like them. Right, that's us down here at the end of the road. We can walk it.
Yes. A yellow cafe with a mural, you said. It stands out.
The Daffodil, it's called. It's named after a band I was in, as you've probably heard.
A very eye-catching mural. Flowery.
Oh, my partner Joe painted that. The Insane Daffodils was the name of our band, you see.
Band? Ah, so you do have some singing experience.
Not really. I was the keyboard player. The lead singer was...
He's very talented.
The lead singer? Yes, he
no,
was...
No, the painter, your partner, Joe.
He? Joe's a girl. Joanne.
Oh, a girl.
Yeah, my fiancé. Well, why would you think Joe would be a man?
It's an ambiguous name, I suppose. Sorry.
Oh, the mural's in honour of my old band, you see. I suppose you've heard all about it from Martin, but you'll only have heard his side, you realise.
Martin?
Yeah, Martin. Martin O'Rourke.
Martin O'Rourke? What's Martin O'Rourke got to do with it?
You don't know. Martin and I were the Insane Daffodils.
With Martin.
We split up 19 years ago. 19 years ago last Monday. Didn't he tell you when you were coaching him?
Me coaching Martin O'Rourke? No one coaches Martin O'Rourke.
Well, when you told him you were coming down to Trefaden to coach me, didn't he mention it?
I haven't told him I was coming here.
Will you be telling him?
Martin's not my... Martin's in Florida this month with his wife.
I see.
Would you have a strong drink at that cafe of yours? It's just my stomach after the ferry.
You just said you don't drink.
I don't, as a rule. I didn't know you knew Martin.
Is that a problem?
Not at all. Before we start, I need to clarify something.
I hope you don't have any reservations, Banba. I might seem like a nobody living on an island beyond the horizon, but I was meant for far better things. Bigger things than even Martin has. I'll win that Eurovision nomination. You'll see.
Liam, I'm happy to coach you. And Trefaden is intriguing once you get the ferry out of the way.
If it's the ferry, I could go up to Dublin.
No, no. Don't come to Dublin. That's just it. I'd like to keep these workshops between us. I don't know who told that newspaper I was coaching. I've spent the month denying it, mostly to the taxman. If people hear you're coaching, they start thinking you might be desperate for money and that sort of nonsense. People are always so nosy.
Oh, people. Tell me about them. I can't stand him. We get loads of them here in the cafe.
Well, that's good for business, eh? Anyway, I'm all right to come to Trefaden every few months for your Eurovision weekend workshop, so long as we keep this arrangement absolutely between ourselves.
Of course. And I'll promise you I'll win that nomination, Banba. I'll not perish on this rock.
Why do you live here if you dislike it so much?
It's not like I choose to. My sister trapped me here.
Trapped you?
Yeah, trapped me. She was supposed to take over the running of the cafe, but the night before my parents were to sign it over to her, she legged it off to London on her one leg and came out.
On her one leg?
Aisling's an amputee, and she's a lesbian now too.
A one-legged lesbian? God! Is she black as well?
What? Sure. How could she be black? She's my sister.
Sorry, I'm being facetious.
My parents don't mind her being a lesbian, you know.
Well, no. Why would they?
It was a bombshell, of course. But Aisling was never one to do what's expected. So she legged it and I got landed with running the cafe. That's what trapped me here. The insane daffodils were just on the cusp. The Eurovision is my only chance now.
Well, it'll take a lot of work. And even then, there are no guarantees.
I'll pay you whatever you want. Please don't give up on me, Banba. I'll double your fee.
Well, that's very generous of you. Right. Eurovision, here we come.
Does he really never mention it?
Who? Martin. No, sorry.
So he just spends his life swanning around Dublin with Bono and that supermodel wife of his. Ne'er a thought or a care about me stuck on this island. Ever.
Martin's not so happy, believe me.
How do you know him if you're not coaching him?
We meet up regularly. We're in the same group.
You're in a band with him?
No, not that kind of group. We go to the same meeting. A meeting where people talk about our issues.
And would one of those issues be me?
No.
I see. Right. We're here. Let's do it.
The Daffodil was written and produced by Sue Healy and directed by Jim Nolan. Banba was played by Jenny Ledwell and Liam by Michael Power. The series was edited by Eugene Sully with musical arrangements by Natasha Parwin and Will Ferguson. The Daffodil was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.